Eastern and Western bias. The mystical paths or philosophies which believe in individual liberation do not put any emphasis on the necessity for the Messiah or the Anointed One. On the other hand, in the Western belief or Judeo-Christian religions, the Messiah has a central place. This difference has created a bias on both sides. Those who follow mystical paths or Far East philosophies downplay the necessity of the Messiah and historical events of the last 12,000 years. They believe the spiritual path is an individual quest and the rest is not important. However, those whose beliefs have been generated based on a Judeo-Christian background put a great deal of emphasis on the importance of the Messiah and disregard spiritual practices and the mystical teachings of the ancient wisdoms. To eradicate these biases and understand the importance of both teachings and how they are complementary, an understanding of our teachings and the events that have happened in the last 12,000 years is necessary. As it is explained in our teachings, around 12,000 years ago, a great evolutionary step was taken. The old humans were destroyed and replaced by new humans. This new generation, as we are, was completed around 6,000 years ago. The ancient wisdom and the essence of the realities behind this universe were revealed to humanity as the basic truths in the mystical paths. These teachings basically explain the relationship between man and the universe, or the spirit of man and the universe, God. Because God is infinite, these teachings and understandings can be explained in infinite ways. For this reason, this part of the human understanding of God is so vast and sometimes seems confusing. However, if we understand that the mystical understanding of God is a personal relationship between each individual and Him, then when such a relationship is established, this confusion will be dissolved. Although the experience of others might be helpful in our own journey, still we should not become confused by expecting the same experiences to happen to us. We find our own way to establish a direct relationship with the universe or God. With this approach, not only would there be no confusion for each individual, but also we accept and respect the way of others in their spiritual progress. Therefore, we can see a unity in diversity. It is in this part of human progress that a spiritual teacher or guru is important and helpful. It is recognized in all mystical paths that a master can be most helpful in the path of an aspirant. Masters are those who themselves have already passed beyond the illusion of the manifested world. However, there has been a great plan in the last 12,000 years to reveal to humanity the seven steps of the eternal divine path. It is this plan which started to form step by step from 12,000 years ago, especially since 3,500 years ago. It is explained in detail all through our teachings how the new generation was divided into different human types, how their third eyes were closed, how a land was kept aside for the future to be given to the children of Abraham, and how all prophecies which God foretold have been fulfilled and will be fulfilled, etc. It is because of this plan to reveal the eternal divine path that the importance of the Messiah can be recognized. The Messiah, in the process of His coming and fulfilling a part of the plan, each time He comes, is a testimony to create faith in God. Also, the whole process brings a greater understanding of the truths behind the human and universe, God, and the eternal divine path crystallizes the path to individual and collective liberation. They go hand in hand. Individual salvation is impossible without collective salvation. This is the lesson that the mystics should learn. Also, individual and collective liberation is not possible without understanding the basic truths of the relationship between man, individual, and the universe, or the mystical part of God. Therefore, we have to overcome the Eastern and Western biases toward each other, understand the place and importance of each in God's plan, and create unity between them. In this regard, understanding our teachings and the greatest sign is most important. These biases should be broken down in order to bring the unity to all.